T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The Wicked. And the reason they announced it on the same day, 1 hour later, they announced impeachment. A few guys standing behind her. They announced impeachment. And then an hour later, she announced that she's going to do USMCA. You know why? It's a huge deal. And it plays down the impeachment because they're embarrassed by the impeachment. And our poll numbers have gone through the roof because of her stupid impeachment.
Yeah, in key battleground states, in fact. Hey, that was the president last night in Pennsylvania. Let me welcome Cassie Smedley from the RNC into the conversation now. Cassie, good Wednesday morning.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be with you. And did you hear it? That was a roar of the crowd when he said that at the rally.
It was odd yesterday. I mentioned it earlier this morning to Denise and Tricia here that, you know, it's what an upside down world we live in right now, where the Nancy Pelosi walks out with her contingent of California and New York congresspeople and announces articles of impeachment, and an hour later walks out with the same crowd and announces we've come to an agreement on USMCA with the president. That's weird.
It is weird, but I think the president's absolutely right that they're trying to just get this impeachment done. They know it's bad for them. Nancy Pelosi knows she's put so many in her caucus in a really bad spot politically. And I think the trade-off, the quid pro quo, if you will, was let me do my impeachment, stay with me on impeachment, and I'll go and give you USMCA. And it's unfortunate because USMCA should stand on its own. We know it's a good thing. We know it's a thing that we need. But how convenient that after a year of delaying, they were able to get it done just within minutes after they announced their impeachment. You know that is because she knows she's put her caucus in a really bad spot and she needed to give them a crumb to go home and tout to their constituents.
Yeah, I wanted to get your reaction to something. I heard Alex Conant on yesterday from Firehouse Strategies talking about what's going on in some of these battleground states. Let's go to cut 24, please.
This is a quarterly poll of the three states that Democrats have to win if they want to beat Trump in 2020. Obviously, Trump won all of them in 2016. We've been doing it quarterly, a really big sample size, over 1,700 voters, live cell phones, some really innovative text-to-text technology. All the experts have looked at our data and say it's really, really good. Right. Trump's been losing all year in those three states to Biden and the other Democrats. This was the first survey, this new survey that we just released this week at firehousestrategies.com. This was the first time that Trump is not only winning, but he's surging in these states. And I think it's tied directly to what the congressional Democrats are doing on impeachment.
Yeah, Cassie, I don't know if you agree or disagree that the president's been trailing in those states, but according to this guy, he's now winning big time, and he says it's because of this continued impeachment push.
Right. Well, I did see that poll, and who's to say why he was trailing the spring and the summer? I think maybe people just weren't quite tuned in yet, but it's a fascinating snapshot to look at how President Trump, to any Democrat candidate, is now beating them and, as he says, surging. The momentum is definitely on his side. And I think it's because, as you look at this, and you and I talked about this last week, you've got the juxtaposition of Democrats pushing this impeachment, not getting the priorities of the American people done. And then you've got President Trump, who's out there fighting for us at NATO, getting USMCA done. You have a fantastic jobs report last week, any number of times where every time you look at what President Trump is doing, it's something that's on behalf of the American people in support of the things that we want him to be working on. And the Democrats, all they have to talk about, including the 2020 Dems, is how they're just fighting President Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. Cassie, are you satisfied with the discussion so far in the Senate as to, you know, how this trial might go if indeed that it gets there? I mean, I'm assuming they're going to vote this week or next on these two articles they rolled out. I mean, if that happens, I know Mitch McConnell's saying, you know, we'll probably just we may not even call any witnesses. We may just vote as quickly as possible. Hello?
And McConnell saying, we're going to do this the way that it's supposed to be done. I will do it. I will take it up. But we're not going to let any of your shenanigans that are happening over in the House happen over here. Here in the Senate, we're going to get the business done, and then we're going to move on with the business of the country. And I, of course, I think that that's the way to go. I appreciate, I think the American people say, all right, I'm glad you're going to follow the rules and do it. But we don't need to have another circus like we had over here with Schiff and Nadler.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I know the media, particularly Drudge and a couple other places, are trying to play up that there's some disagreement between the White House and the Senate on how to handle that. Because they're talking about calling Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi and putting all these people basically in the trial over there. I tend to agree with you. I think the sooner you get it over with, just put it straight to a vote, the better for the country.
Right. Everybody wants this to be done. You see it in the polling. You see it in the lack of people tuning into the coverage. And so I think I trust Mitch McConnell on the procedural things here, and I think he's got a pretty good sense of it. But even more than that, I appreciate that he's saying, I'm going to do it, but we're going to do it after Christmas. I'm not going to ruin everybody's Christmas just because you guys decided that this was your timing on this. So
yeah.
I thought that was interesting. But it is important to move on with the business. A, we've got people starting to vote. Iowa caucus is February 3rd. So the idea that you would have an impeachment proceeding happening that close to when people are going to the polls. No, if people have a problem with this president, they can take it out, use their vote at the polls. But we should not be allowing the Democrats to undo the will of 2016 while people are already voting in 2020.
I couldn't agree more. Cassie, listen, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.